for robot building supplies. Merbu Decking, random and set length, in stock now.
On Deck Small Business Loans, approved in hours. Apply now, ondeck.com.au. You're with Jack Heverin on SEN.
We covered off a whole lot of stuff on the first hour of the show today. All of it is available on the podcast. We started by talking about Eddie Betts and whether he's the right fit for Carlton. And then we moved to the Brisbane Lions, who have added Grant Birchall to their team. We spoke to their head of footy, David Noble.
Predominantly, it's the guy that can continue to add to that run. We know that we like the lefties as well. You know, Daniel Rich is down there. Mm. He's got some power, but probably not so much the carry. So we think that Grant's ability to either release the ball, get it back, you know, to be that sort of 70, 80 metre type of player is something that we felt we could add into that back end.
Then we looked at the Adelaide Crows. We spoke to Simeon Thomas-Wilson from the Adelaide Advertiser for the latest on their coaching position.
They have really no idea what's going to happen next, I guess, on the field. Who knows? Obviously, they had that horror year after the grand final. Everybody thought they were going to bounce back this year. They're sitting pretty before the bye. They're actually in a good position and then just kind of almost fell off the cliff towards the end of the season. So I think there's still quite concern that they could struggle a bit next year on the field. I think there's also a realisation that maybe this might have to happen. I guess considering that they have to now regenerate the list, get some young players in there and actually maybe have a year or two of pain to actually, you know, get back to where they believe they should be.
Josh Carr in just a moment. Pete Dixon, filmmaker extraordinaire in the studio, and Harrison Delbridge from Melbourne City on City Membership Day. All to join me this hour. You're with Jack Heverin on SEN. 1300 736 736 is how you can always join me on the phone. Of course, you can send me a text as well on 0433 98 11 16. Just before we get to our next guest, day one of the Sheffield Shield season today at lunch. Victoria, a none for 129. Nick Maddinson is 72 from 103. Marcus Harris, 57 from 101. Queensland, in that game there is 34 overs being bowled. Queensland 2 for 53 after 30 overs. Matt Renshaw, 18, not out. I just saw a replay during the break of him being absolutely stone-cold plum off the bowling of Trent Copeland and given not out. Sometimes you just need a little bit of luck. Manus Labuschagne is 18, not out as well. Joe Burns gone for 13 and Usman Khawaja for 1. Sean Abbott and Harry Conway taking both of their wickets. 30 overs bowled. And WA taking on Tasmania. That match starts in about half an hour from now. Just haven't quite got the toss yet. Must be happening any moment. As I mentioned earlier, Grant Birchall, he will be a Brisbane Lion in 2020. He signed on as an unrestricted free agent on a one-year deal. And we thank the Lions for making themselves available. It is the season for movement. Movement on the field and movement off the field from a coaching perspective as well. Fremantle have made their move by putting Justin Longmuir in as their senior coach for next year and for the next 3 years. And Justin himself has made one of his first moves by putting one of his great mates and someone he knows very, very well in Josh Carr in as an assistant coach at the Dockers from next season. And Josh joins us here on SEN. Josh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Does it feel like a little bit of a homecoming for you?
Oh, I guess in some ways, obviously been a WA boy. You know, I've been away for 10, 11 years now, so nice to be getting back home and obviously coaching over there. But ultimately, it's more about the opportunity to get back into the AFL ranks and obviously coaching, you know, back at an AFL club.
When you sat down with Justin and started to talk about the possibility of this happening, what really grabbed you? What made this such a good idea from your point of view?
I guess the freshness of I guess where the club is at. You know, I think over the last 3 to 4 years, there's been some big changes from a list perspective, and then you know now with the new coach in Justin coming in, obviously a new CEO at some stage as well. So I feel like the club's going in the right direction. I feel like there's been obviously some hard work done in previous years, and a young group I think ready to take the next step.
What sort of coach will Justin be, Josh?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, obviously having worked with Justin as a coach, I obviously played with him, you know, a long time ago when he was, you know, 25, 26. So a lot's changed since then. And he was always a very, I guess he's a smart footballer in the way that he played his game. And I guess he's taken that into his coaching. He's very strategic and understands the game. And I think his ability to relate to the individuals and the players is something that I guess from having that chat with him, I could really sense that. And also talking to people that's worked with him, they spoke very highly of, one, his football knowledge and the way that he sees the game, but also his ability to get the best out of the individuals in his, I guess, in his line groups.
With your signing, it sort of brought some, I suppose, inevitable headlines, you know, about getting the band back together and Fremantle people being back involved. Is there a bit of a sense of that, that maybe the Dockers do want to have a bit of that essence of Fremantle back at the club?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt from my point of view and talking to Justin and Bally that I think there's that feeling about, you know, trying to get some real culture back into the football club. And you know, I think there's a lot of, I guess, external talk sometimes about, you know, Fremantle being one of the newer clubs in the competition. They're not that new now, but I guess from the fact that they have won a premiership, you know, what sort of club did they get built from? I think to have some people that have been involved in the club from, the, I guess, reasonably from the start and have been through some hard years to get that, I guess, group to really go, you know what, it's time for this football club to become successful. And, you know, everyone's had their own journeys through their coaching, I guess, journey, like myself and Justin, and bringing it all back together and putting our heads together and bringing some success into the football club.
Your journey's an interesting one. Since you retired as a footballer, you've been at a couple of clubs, and then you went away and coached your own team at North Adelaide and won the premiership in 2018. Is that, now knowing what you know and having experienced what you experienced, do you feel that that's important to go away and coach your own team at any level?
Oh, look, I think every individual is different. You know, for me at the time, you know, I'd been at Port for 4 years. There was an opportunity to be the Magpies coach and then come back up into a line. I just felt for me to learn more about myself and for me as a coach to find, you know, why are you actually doing it? I needed to coach my own football club and go away and do that. And it was the best thing for me. I learned so much to manage a playing group, to manage a football club, dealing with, I guess, boards and sponsors and all those sort of things. It was great for me. So, you know, I felt that I'd done the 4 years and the opportunity came now with Freo, and I thought I've got to grab that. I've got to take that that opportunity.
The Dockers list, Josh, it's an interesting blend. I mean, there's obviously Nat Fyfe, who stands as one of the best players in the competition right now, and then there's a batch of youngsters with Brad Hill set to depart, and we don't know what it looks like with Ed Langdon, but that looks likely as well. It's a pretty young list. Does that kind of play into your wheelhouse a little bit?
Yeah, it does. You know, I guess that's what I've been dealing with myself at obviously a much lower level than AFL, but, you know, to rejuvenate a playing list and to grow with a group, that excites me to grow these young guys and teach them about the game and them teach me about the game also. It's, you know, that's exciting. And, you know, I've had messages from young players already, and I can't wait to get over there and get stuck into it.
When does it all start for you?
I'll head over on the first day, on the 21st of this month, so 10 days away, I think it is. So go do 3 or 4 days with the coaches, get organised and get prepared for pre-season.
You know what this means? It means that you're back involved in Western Derbies again.
Yeah, I am. I don't think it's going to be the same as a coach. You know, like, I'd like to think so, but definitely not. I'll have to try and, you know, pass on my best to the players. And look, I think obviously that's exciting for the players to be playing those sort of games. But we want to win every game. You know, it's not just about the Western Derbies.
Josh Carr, new assistant coach of the Fremantle Dockers, joining us on SEN. Tim Kelly's been the flavour of the trade period so far. I think part of that is because he came from a state league system and no one found him. You've just had 4 years coaching in a state league system. Are there more Tim Kellys out there that you've seen? And if there are, why are they not on AFL lists currently?
Yeah, look, they're definitely out there. You know, like I coached Callum Wilkie last year.
Yep.
He was my best and fairest winner. I had him for a few years, and he always had the AFL attributes. It's just, I think what happens is as soon as they miss out on that draft year as an 18-year-old, they get forgotten about pretty quickly. And, you know, so it, it sort of begs the question for me. It's like, you know, I don't think it would hurt us if they raise the age limit for these kids. But there are Tim Kellys out there. I've seen a number of players. You know, like I coached Will Snelling and Johnny Noble in the state team this year. You know, and then Johnny goes over to Collingwood and ends up playing in a prelim final. So they're there. It's just, I think it's the appetite for the risk from the club's perspective, that they feel that, you know, with a young guy, there's probably not as much pressure on them to pick those young guys, where when you pick an older player, there's a bit more pressure to get that one right. I think it just takes a brave person to go, you know what, I'm going to use one of these picks on one of these players and have a look, because they're desperate, they do everything right, they train hard, they set good standards, so there's no reason why I think clubs should take that risk.
And Snelling and Noble are interesting ones, given that they came in the mid-season drafts this year. They hit the ground running pretty quickly.
Yeah, they did. You know, Snelling probably had a little bit of a head start because he'd been on the list for a few years.
Yep.
So he probably knew what he was getting into. And then, you know, if you speak to anyone that coached John Noble with his preparation and understanding, and then you talk to the Collingwood people now about the way he prepares himself and his willingness to learn, they're there. You know, it shows you that they're out there, and that there are kids and there are programs in place in SNFL, Waffle, or wherever it is, that are putting really good programs in place and preparing these guys for AFL football and having them ready. And I think it's a big kick to the Sample and the Waffle for having these guys prepared.
We were talking about your journey and where it's got to up until now. Is a senior job at some point down the line, doesn't have to be in the next 15 minutes, but is a senior job at some point down the line something you want?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't be coming back into it if I didn't feel like that I want to be a senior coach. So at some stage, you know, who knows, I may get the chance or I may never get the chance. But for me, it's about preparing myself and, becoming the best coach that I can be. And if that opportunity ever comes, then I'll be wrapped and make the most of it. But if it doesn't, I'll keep plugging away and stay in the system.
Josh, we wish you all the best. It's fantastic to have you back at AFL level again. You did some wonderful work with North Adelaide and the Dockers will benefit from that, no doubt. Thanks for the chat this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Josh Carr, new assistant coach of the Fremantle Dockers, joining us on SEN. Gee, doesn't he speak well? Very, very impressive, man. I spoke to a couple of people involved in SANFL footy, knowing that Josh was coming on today, and they did give me the heads up and said, look, he speaks really well. He understands what's going on. He gets the landscape. I think that's a great pickup from the Dockers. He's still pretty young, and I think with a Fremantle list at the moment, that won't hurt to have a few guys who sort of haven't been out of footy for that long themselves. And also going away and coaching his own team, it's not for everyone, but I certainly think it helps. And I certainly think if you look at some of the trends in the last few years, guys who have been appointed into senior roles, David Teague coached his own team at state level. Reece Shaw coached his own team at state level. Brett Ratton, of course, has coached a senior team prior to that. There's something in it, I reckon. Not every coach has to be a NASA rocket scientist and have to have done the level 4 course and have to have all been down the same path. Each journey is different. And some, like Chris Fagan, are just the right person at the right time. And for someone like Josh Carr, he's ticked a lot of boxes. So we wish him all the best. Just off the speckled text machine, just want to go back to a text and what I was talking about before the news about the Adelaide Crows and this one with no name attached to it, and that's okay. Just wanted to say, whoever is on air now and his comments against the Crows not providing running updates to fans on the new coach and comparing that to Brisbane commenting on a confirmed late draft selection is frustrating and pretty poor as a Crows fan. I mean, has anyone ever applied for a job in confidentiality? Whatever that PFFFFTTTTT, whatever that is. So the reason that I wanted to bring that up is because to that particular Crows fan who's saying, well, that's, you know, that commenting isn't fair. We've had Adelaide Crows fans texting in this station and this show for 2 weeks asking what the Crows are doing during the trade period. Because let's call a spade a shovel here. There's nothing but a dark cloud hanging over West Lakes at the moment. No one's coming into the joint. Everyone's going out. We've got fans asking questions and we can't give them an update because we're not getting an update from the club. So let me just assure you of one thing. That wasn't a chance to just have a cheap shot at the Adelaide Crows, or I was just standing here bored and had nothing to do. I thought I'd just have a pot at Adelaide. They haven't communicated. It doesn't matter where they're communicating. As I said, it's not about filling a slot on a show. It's about communicating with your fans. And given how big we are and how many footy fans listen to this station, that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to help facilitate that. when something is announced, absolutely, we'll be at the front of the queue, and we hope that they've got a good announcement to make. But the main reason I brought that up is because Crows fans are texting in, and we have got no answers. And communicating is not that hard. Brisbane is the example. Yes, they came on to talk about Grant Birchall, but we also asked about Jamie Elliott, who they missed out on, and they answered that one truthfully and honestly. And we also asked about Callum Archie, who they're trying to trade for, and they gave an update on it. That's how you do it. That's how it's done. Easy as that. You with Jack Heaven on SEN.